From Washington, this is VOA News. Coming up, Russia's economic woes, another deadly attack in northern Nigeria. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he is confident the country's economy will rebound 2 years, and within 2 years, he believes, and its currency stabilize. Speaking during an end-of-the-year news conference Thursday, he said the economy could recover faster if external factors change for the better, but he offered no new remedies.
Считаю, что и центральные банки, и правительство принимают адекватные меры.
Mr. Putin said Western economic sanctions imposed on Russia because of its involvement in Ukraine are 25% to 30% responsible for the current financial crisis. Also in the news, the United States says it's possible that Cuban President Raul Castro could someday visit the White House to meet with President Obama. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters Thursday he would not rule out such a visit by President Castro. Wednesday, the two leaders announced their country's plans to normalize relations after a half century of diplomatic split born in the Cold War. Local residents and officials in northeastern Nigeria say suspected members of the Boko Haram militant group have killed at least 32 people, kidnapped more than 100 others in a raid on the village Gumsuri. The attack took place on Sunday, according to residents who fled the city of Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State. News of the attack took several days to emerge because the area's mobile phone network was damaged in earlier attacks. This is VOA News. Residents and peace talks aimed at ending South Sudan's civil war have resumed in the Ethiopian capital. Talks today are focused on sustainable truce between the government, rebel fighters mediated by the East African Regional Bloc, IGAD. Four previous attempts at a truce have been virtually ignored. At the heart of the conflict is a political dispute when President Salva Kiir and his former deputy, Riek Machar. The split has divided the country's military and led to inter-ethnic fighting. Kenyan lawmakers have passed a set of security measures and a chaotic parliamentary session. Lawmakers approved the legislation that will significantly lengthen the time terrorist suspects can be detained and impose punishments on media outlets for distributing material deemed harmful to national security. Critics say the new measure threatens civil liberties and free speech. And Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said only those engaged in criminal activities need fear the new laws. Members of Parliament blamed the blows several times during the course of final reading of the legislation. U.S. military says more than 1,300 airstrikes and a stronger Iraqi security force is having a significant effect on the ability of the Islamic State group to operate in Iraq. VOA's Jeff Seldon has more from the Pentagon.
U.S. and coalition airstrikes that began in August are leaving a mark on the Islamic State's leadership. According to a senior defense official, in just the last month or so, taking out the group's number two official in Iraq, its military emir in Iraq, and the emir of Mosul. The announcement followed an optimistic assessment by the commander of the Combined Joint Task Force for the operation known as Inherent Resolve.
Daesh has been halted and transitioning to the defense and is attempting to hold what they currently have.
Referring to the Islamic State by its Arabic acronym, U.S. Lieutenant General James Terry says airstrikes clearly have taken a toll.
They're having a hard time in terms of communicating right now. In terms of resupply.
He says that's hurting the Islamic State's ability to push out propaganda, recruit new fighters, and even spread fear. Jeff Seldon, VOA News, the Pentagon.
White House says U.S. officials are treating a cyber attack on Sony Pictures as a serious national security matter, and that President Obama's National Security Council is considering a proportional response. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says evidence shows the attack against Sony Pictures was carried out by what he called a sophisticated actor, but Earnest declined to blame North Korea, saying the investigation is still progressing. Massive breach at Sony has resulted in the leaks of tens of thousands of documents and escalated threats to terrorist attacks over the film The Interview.
That's the latest world news from VOA.